The intro music once again starts out hour number two today, Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Glad you could join us, by the way. For those of you hopping on to the Power Mall, all the orders that you place between now and December 22nd are going to be entered to win a free 30-day supply of Optivita Complete Essentials. That is a whole plant nutrition mix, $90 value. We'll see if you're the lucky one. Could be a nice Christmas present. We have the Tranquil BOGO, the buy one, get one, through the month of December. While supplies last, and 10% off the Willard Water products. Dial that up right now. ThePowerMall.com is where you go. It's somewhat interesting to understand that the occult is with us. It's almost like you're listening to Coast to Coast AM when we talk about stuff like this, because usually you only reserve that for like late night television or, you know, when you're talking about religious philosophy and stuff like this. We have somebody that has been dealing in this subject matter since 1959, serving for 3.5 years as the religion editor of Truth Seeker magazine. It's America's oldest free thought journal since 1873. We have Jordan Maxwell with us on the show today. Welcome, sir, to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we are here, and I'm glad you made it on. So you had, before we went on the air, you were outlining a couple of things that you seriously wanted to talk about, given the state of things in America today.
Yes.
Pray tell, what say you?
Well, I have come across some interesting material dealing with the Nazism and Germany, and I found that the Jewish people are the Germans, and Germans are Jewish people. That's why so many Germans have Jewish last names. And so I don't know where we go with that, but that's something that is interesting to me, that so many times that German people are referred to as Jewish. And the Henry Kissinger is a classic example.
Right. Henry Kissinger put out several papers, including National Security Memo 200, and this one basically had a map on it of all the places that we need to exterminate people. I don't know if you've ever seen that report, NSM 200. No. Yeah, that is public information, actually, for those of you that want to go online and look at National Security Memo 200. Henry Kissinger published this back in the 70s, and it was basically another kind of an examination of the remodeling of the world, so to speak.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about, because the Nazism is what we're dealing with today in the United States. Nazism out of what was the country in South America? Argentina. The Nazis have moved their whole operation to Argentina. And it's no longer in Berlin. It's in South America.
Okay.
And you understand that? Do you understand that the Jews are the Germans and the Germans are Jews?
Well, it sounds like you're being plagued by a little bit of a cold there today, sir.
I am. Yes.
Okay. Well, eventually. I understand. You'll get over it. With more than 600 radio shows under your belt, you have a huge wide variety of show topics that you normally discuss. And even with this Nazism, and this is something that, Lara Logan from Fox News got sidelined because she likened, as she was told by other people, she brought it up on the air and said that Dr. Fauci was Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, well, Dr. Fauci is a Jesuit priest. He is a Jesuit. And so is the Pope. The Pope is also a Jesuit.
Okay, it sounds like we're going almost down the same path here. Because it looks like, and this is the thing, that this nefarious behavior, if we're talking about Nazism, The end result of Nazism was a lot of people being exterminated in gas chambers in Auschwitz, Birkenau-Belsen, and yeah. And so, and it looks like that same thing is happening. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We're told to go home, stay 6 foot apart from any other human, put your mask on and shut up and do what we tell you to do. And if we do what you tell, if we do what they tell us to do, we'll put our mask on and be quiet.
Yeah, be a good little slave. Yeah, it seems to me that we're on the same wavelength here, Jordan, because this entire scenario is playing itself out to just exactly the way Fauci and the CDC and the NIH want it to play out. This is the only time I can remember in America's history where the president, who is mentally incapacitated, has taken a back seat and let bureaucrats who are not elected officials run this entire scenario.
That's what and the word Soviet means. The very word Soviet means a small group of people who are technocrats who are running the show, who are running the government. And that's what's called the Soviet Union.
Right. Well, they had a downfall, and so did Italy, and they ended up dragging Mussolini and his mistress out in the street and bludgeoning them to death. And
yep.
it makes you wonder how soon people in America are going to get so fed up and frustrated with what's going on right now, they're not going to do the same thing to some of their elected officials in addition to Fauci and everybody else.
I would think it's about time. Because it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. We're going to understand what the communists have always been about. They've always been about imprisonments and all kinds of terrible things to the human race. And they're doing it to us now. We have become their next victims.
Well, yeah, it definitely looks like we're the poster children, and the world is watching us, and the world is watching our leaders, and our leaders are a bunch of incompetent boobs. I mean, that's that's the only thing that I can liken them to is incompetent boobs. They haven't done one thing right since they've been in office except to clamp down on everybody, and Lord only knows how many names are going to be coming out, and it's funny. You're not related to Ghislaine Maxwell. I know that. But
no.
But I would love to know what's in that black book, because I have a feeling that the names that are in Jeffrey Epstein's black book have a lot to do with the elitist movement that's acting like a bunch of Nazis trying to shut down this country.
I think you're right. You're right.
So, you know, aside from that, you have delved into mucho other subject matter. There, as far as the secret societies that you have delved into and the toxic religion, it appears that this religious issue, so to speak, has been invoked, and they have made people feel so guilty that people have turned away from God and now have put their faith in government. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
I think so. That sounds about right.
And how are these secret societies manipulating what's going on right now? Do you have enough detail on that you could share with us?
Well, because they realize that's the big enemy. The biggest enemy that these people have is the spirit world. And they know it. And they understand it. And so they want to destroy anything that's happening in the spirit world.
Okay. Phone callers, 844-769-2944, if you have a question for Jordan Maxwell. And it sounds like we're all on the same page here. There's about 85 million disgruntled voters out there who are feeling a bit disenfranchised. And as soon as I mentioned that on the radio yesterday, the phones lit up. So, folks, that's your cue, 844-769-2944. We want to open up the phone lines, let you get in, and talk about what's bugging you. I think we're all on the same wavelength here. And, Jordan, you
sure
have your own show, do you not?
Yes, I do. I have my own show, yes.
And that's the JordanMaxwellShow.com is the website for those of you that want to dial in. And now what is this? At the bottom of my show notes here, it says, the story your church doesn't want you to know. Pray tell, what is that?
Well, they realize that we are speaking in Anglo-Saxon language. Anglo means English. Saxon means German. So we're speaking an English language based on German. A lot of people don't know that. So English is referred to as Low German. Low German is English. And in English, we call the thing that comes up in the morning the sun. And so, therefore, we go to worship the sun on Sunday. But it's spelled in German, S-O-N, not S-U-N. So now we got all befuddled. We're all mixed up. We think there's a man on the cross who is the Son, S-O-N, of God. But the Son of God is called the light of the world. What else lights the world but the sun? It lights the whole world. And so, therefore, Germans have given us our religion. Germany is the basis for the Roman Empire.
And they're about Jordan, do about the same thing to their citizens as Hitler did in World War II in rounding them up, especially the unvaxxed.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So then they'll come for us.
Let's hope that doesn't happen, because there's a lot of people out here that basically have a lot of respect for their firearms, and I just have this distinct feeling that they're not going to allow that to happen. That's one of the reasons why America hasn't been taken over, is because of the fact that this scenario presents itself, and they know they're going to be dealing with a lot of very angry homeowners with guns. Rick in Texas, you are on the phone with Jordan Maxwell on the Power Hour. What say you?
Well, you guys keep coming up with the spirit thing. Yesterday, I tried to tell you, it's the sons of Satan. That's in Genesis 4. It's that bloodline. The Adamic bloodline is where the Caucasians came out of. That's why they hate the whites so bad. When they crossed the Caucasus, the 10 tribes crossed the Caucasus, they became the Caucasians. But anyway, they're coming back. In Jude and in the book of Joel, God said to you about the locust army. This is the locust army that's coming. God said, that's my mighty army. So if you people don't get your heads wrapped around the spiritual aspect of this, you're going to be lost. And like I said the other day, the parable of the sower, it's not for everybody to understand, because it's going to be a real tough time if you don't understand what they are. They're not extraterrestrial. They will be celestial. They're coming from another dimension. And when they get here, it's the sixth sign, the sixth seal, the sixth trump, and the sixth vow. They're all happen simultaneously, just like Armageddon and Magog and Gog. Those two battles happen simultaneously at the end of the age. That's what we're coming to, the end of an age.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, you're Jordan right. Agrees with you, Rick.
Okay. That's all. These people exist. People don't want to face the facts. They don't teach you this in religion. They don't want to face the facts. These people exist. They run the world, and they're trying to bring Daddy back. That's all they're doing. And when this event, I've heard two or three people talk about the event already. When the event happens, the hour of temptation begins, the tribulation period, the falling away, the apostasy, the time of Jacob's trouble, whatever you want to call it. It's a five-month period. It happens, it's over in 5 months.
Now, Rick, I got to mention. Yep, I get it. Rick, let me ask you this. Don't you think right now we are already going through apostasy? Don't you see a falling away from the church because people are putting their faith in the government and this vaccine rather than God?
Exactly. But what I'm trying to tell you, it doesn't really go. The tribulation period doesn't start until they get here. When they get here, the birth pains are going to get more fierce, more severe, closer together. they're going to be standing there looking at you and say, well, you've heard the rumors of war and you've seen the pestilence. He's going to make you think he's God. He's sentenced to death. He's going to die at the end of the millennium, and he just wants to take all of you people with him. That's all. It's just deception. It's nothing but lies, just like your government. It's all fraud. Everything that has anything to do with the currency is fraud. We have 50 years of fraud in this country. And people are dependent on their 401s and their retirement account. You're not going to get nothing out of that. They taught you people how to take what you earn and give it back to them. All you got's receipts. You know? It's just sad. They've taken a good idea, and capitalism is an idolatry. In my book, capitalism is idolatry. I mean, you should live in a civilization or a society, not a neighborhood. But, you know.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Rick.
Where the world goes. It's called culture.
Yeah, I get that. And the thing that really puzzles me is now they're trying to take us to a cashless society and using Bitcoin as a replacement for the dollar and currency. And I don't see that happening, because it's like, it's magic. The stuff is magic. It can disappear as well as it can reappear. So to me, if all of a sudden there's an EMP attack, that Ethernet, that Bitcoin, all of that is gone. Their whole cashless society is gone. There's going to be rioting in the streets. I really see, Jordan, that they want this to happen. They want the world to implode. They want everybody to kill each other so they can come in and scoop up the rest of the survivors and make them all, you know, imprison them all, make them all slaves.
And that is what the UFO is all about. I believe the UFO is the devil and his demons. The word in Greek is diaemon. Diaemon means a dark and internal dark god, a diaemon. We call it demons. And so I believe that the devil and his demons are coming back to the earth in a UFOs, and they're wanting to find out how we're doing. And if we are doing what we're supposed to do, and they created us, and that's why they're coming back. Every day, more and more of them are coming back here. And they're coming back from a long time ago, from a long place, a long ways, and a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. So, and they are coming back to see how we are reacting to things. And they're coming back to see how their creation, because they have created us.
All right, so we're getting away from the idea that God created us, and now it's the UFOs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly, precisely what I'm saying.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because the Bible does not say God created man. It doesn't say that. Man in Hebrew is Ish, I-S-H, Ish. And so El is God in Hebrew. El, E-L, created Ish. But it doesn't say E-L created Ish. It doesn't say that in Genesis 1:1. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible. It says God is Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Elohim are the small gods who think that they are the all-encompassing God. And so I think that is the Elohim, or the ones that we say, they said to themselves, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. And so they made us to look like them and to be like them. And that's why we are so confused and killing each other, because we are acting like them, and they are demonic. And they are doing what they're doing to us, and we don't know that. We can't figure that out. We don't know how this works in spirit world.
Interesting.
So
all right.
Your caller is correct.
Yeah. Okay, Rick, what say you to that?
Well, Well, God picked up clay from the earth and put the breath of life into him. And, like, he just contradicted himself. God told the angels, let's make man in our image. So we are in the image of the angels. But listen, there are the falling angels. There are good angels and there's bad angels. There's 7,000 fallen angels. That's what's coming, 7,000 of them. It's written. And for every negative, there's a positive. So there's 7,000 elect. And those are the witnesses at the end time. That's, you know, but the prophecy, the prophecy's in Daniel 11, 20. And the raiser of taxes, he dies within a few years. You go to where the Antichrist shows up and then go backwards. This is the last person that's standing. It's Daniel 11, 20 before he shows up. Now, whether this guy is Biden, I don't know. But that's the prophecy. That's what we're waiting for. And then the witnesses get here before this. And here's the thing he's missing. It's that the miracle in Fatima in 1918 is documented divine intervention. And plus there's two girls that had another run-in with Mary Magdalene on, it was in the 40s, I think it was, somewhere in Spain. But they gave a date to the Pope. And I actually believe that these people have a date, and they're moving towards this date. And if you read the Bible, it'll tell you in Isaiah, and it tells you two or three times in Daniel, in his appointed time, and at that appointed time. So there is a date, there is a time where this is going to happen. And the marks in those times is the 666, six bulls, six vial, and the sixth trump happen simultaneously. That's when that star falls to the earth. The angels are loose in the river Euphrates. It dries up. The kings of the north, which is Iran, gets to the kings of the south, which is Egypt. That's the barometer.
Okay, Rick, I appreciate your call. We are coming up to the break right now. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. We will be back for a few more moments and thought with Jordan Maxwell here right after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb & Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, we're back for our final segment of the Power Hour. It is 12:33 p.m. Central Time, Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. The website is thepowerhour.com. And Jordan is not going to be on the back end of the show. I wanted to keep him a little bit longer, but his cold is getting the best of him, and we want to have him back on real soon. I know, Rick, you came up with some pretty dynamic stuff here in toward the bottom of the hour. I was doing a little bit of research in the meantime. Tim in Louisiana called. And we have access to an Essential Oils Pocket Reference, 7th edition, that talks about pine, because Tim was talking about making pine needle tea, which is something that I've talked to other scientists about. And, of course, I can't get them to give me a straight answer. Pine, by the way, for those of you who don't aren't aware of it, was first investigated by Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, for its benefits to the respiratory system in 1990. Dr. Penuel and Dr. Franchomme describe pine oil's antiseptic properties in their medical textbook. Pine is also used to massage for stress muscles and joints. It shares many of the same properties as the eucalyptus globulus, and the action of both oils is enhanced when blended. Native Americans stuffed mattresses with pine needles to repel lice and fleas, of all things. It was used to treat lung infections, and even added to baths to revitalize those suffering from mental or emotional fatigue. And the book goes on to describe the medical properties as hormone-like, anti-diabetic, cortisone-like, antiseptic, lymphatic stimulant. And so it was used for throat, lung, sinus infections, rheumatism, arthritis, skin parasites, and Tim was talking about worms, urinary tract infection, and it's an anti-cancer medication, according to what the Essential Oils Pocket Reference says. Just food for thought. I would do a little bit more research. Tim obviously has a little bit of a formulary, as we talked about. And so if you like that formulary and you want to experiment with it, I would definitely talk to some people that are in the holistic medicine community more than it would be me. Yes, I like tea, but pine needle tea, I want to do a little bit more research there, Tim. And we appreciate your calling in. Same with Tom and Rick. And if you have something you want to add to the program, 844-769-2944. We're leaving this half hour open to the callers. Want to call up, chime in on what's going on right now. If you believe that UFOs are going to come back, or angels, or whatever the case may be, Some of us believe that the rapture is going to occur before all of this, that the those who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and believe that God raised him from the dead, that narrative is being propounded in the Bible, and those who believe supposedly will be taken back up. Of course, that hasn't happened yet because, obviously, I'm still here. You're still here. But the interesting thing is that the bank regulator that Joe Biden picked for the top banking regulation position was withdrawn yesterday after a strong pushback from Senate Republicans and several Democrats. So, you know, Sally Amorova, who is a professor at Cornell Law School, drew a lot of criticism for her proposals to dramatically centralize banking. Her thesis on Karl Marx, widely seen as the founder of communism, Biden said in a statement that Amorova asked him to withdraw her nomination to be comptroller of the currency. He agreed to do so. Understand that the OCC, here's some interesting things about the OCC you probably didn't know. They published a paper not too long ago, and I think this was back before the foreclosure crisis of 2009. And I think what they propounded was people who file bankruptcy is nothing but a stall tactic. And that's the scary part about this. Now, Amorova, who obviously, I mean, if she is likening her value systems to communism, to me, this would be the last person we would want in office because she expressed a desire to effectively end banking as we know it. It's crazy. Sherry in Kansas, what say you about all this?
Well, you know, on the Lewis and Clark expedition, the Indians that were helping them get through, they showed the white men that drinking the pine needle tea to keep them from getting scurvy because they were all getting sick and the Indians weren't.
Interesting. And so did...
No, I don't. But turpentine has long been a used for parasites, and turpentine is made out of, is made from pine trees, spruce and pine and... You know, and there's a long tradition of using turpentine. Now, you want to be sure you get some that doesn't have stuff mixed in with it. And you can actually buy food-grade turpentine, I understand, on the Internet. But it has long been used for when the Wichita Eagle... paper, they used to have this column in their hometown news cookbooks or hometown news, and the guy who wrote it, he published a bunch of the things that people sent in. And, you know, turpentine has been, is in part about home cures and stuff, as is asphodela.
An aphrodisiac, is it?
No, asphodela is like, I think they actually get it from skunk, but I'm not sure.
I just cracked up half our listeners with that, Sherry.
It just smells terrible, but it was used for, I think, bronchial complaints too.
Interesting.
And to keep
all
anybody away from you, you didn't want hanging around.
Yeah, it was like wearing garlic around your neck to keep the vampires away. I get it.
Pine's a good folk medicine. Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Well, and see, the thing is, are you familiar with Bach flower remedies?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, and we are too, and pine is one of those Bach flower remedies. So that, it's an interesting take. And I appreciate you calling up to enlighten our listeners in that. Some of you homeopathic practitioners out there probably are enjoying this conversation. Anything else to add, Sherry? How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. It's starting to warm back up here. Of course, you're you're a little bit south of me, but we've had a couple of cold days. But it's been a warm December, all things. But, you know.
Good to know.
Get out and cut some wood.
There you go. Oh, cut some. Yeah, really. Be careful out there. We appreciate it. Thanks for your call. All right. Sherry in Kansas, thanks so much. So this thing, we were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell. A lot of people do not believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. She is on trial right now, and she has been accused of multiple counts of aiding and abetting and everything you could do with sex trafficking of a minor on behalf of Jeffrey. And some of these people are saying that Maxwell actually participated in the sex acts with Jeffrey and these minors. You know, you got to wonder about that little black book, right? I keep going back to that because nobody wants who's in that little black book to get out, because obviously they've got their names, their cell numbers, and that would be very, very damning information. yeah, very damning information, and we're going to just, you know, keep our eye on what's going on with that trial. You also have to wonder about what's going on. And again, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Call and chime in. We want to know what you're thinking right now. The January 6th event was obviously a big disgrace. It is to the Congress people of the United States that were in there trying to ratify the votes when all this Stop the Steal rally took place. They are trying, like the Dickens, and I'm talking about the January 6th committee, which is to me the committee of hypocrites, because to me, if they were involved in anything nefarious involving our elections, they all deserve to hang, all of them, including you, Liz. This is something that really bothers me, because all of these, quote, political prisoners, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, representative down there, is complaining about. The jail conditions are described by her as unusually cruel, and I believe we have constitutional amendments to that effect. They have been beaten by guards, these people that have been locked up there, and prison staff. They have not been able to speak with their lawyers. They've been denied haircuts or razors to shave. They look awful. Their medical treatment is lacking when they needed it. This is just a handful of examples, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. They've been locked out before. There apparently is a lot to hide. Greene contrasted the treatment of these prisoners with the treatment of those who took part in the BLM riots that tore across the country in the summer of 2020. Where is the equality in the treatment? You see, here's the problem. You got all these people on the left that think it applies to me, but not to thee. And so, to me, this alleged insurrection smacks nothing of Shay's rebellion. Had these people been in their right mind, they might have looked at history and what it taught us. And this insurrection, according to some of the people that were there, some of the military officers, there was a female, and I forget her name, but she was quoted as saying that this is not an insurrection. This is nowhere near an insurrection. You see, she probably has the right idea. An insurrection is actually several thousand people with guns coming on the Capitol and storming the Capitol and taking out, because as you know, the blood of patriots and tyrants must be refreshed in order to maintain the tree of liberty. I think that was a quote from way back when. Butch in Georgia, what say you? Welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad you're on this show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we're trying to get the truth out there. Butch, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I am a gun toter. I believe in it 100%. They can take it from my cold, dead hands.
Okay, I've heard that before.
Okay. And I mean it. And all also right. On the pine needle tea.
Okay.
The best thing you can do for your body to help fight okay. this bug. Pine needle okay. tea. White pine is the, as far as I can am concerned, the white pine has the weakest pine needle taste.
Okay. White
get
pine
you,
does.
Get
okay.
you a white pine. To me, that's the best tasting.
Okay.
It's a
and how do you make it? How do you make it, Butch?
You don't boil it. Put it in a, put you maybe as big as your thumb, a bundle about as big as your thumb. You can cut it up or you can leave it whole. I like to break mine up. Put it in a pot of water, maybe a cup full. Bring it almost to a boil. Do not boil it. You'll kill everything. Bring
okay.
it almost to a boil. Let it sit there for a minimum of 15 minutes. Turn it off. Add whatever you want to. I don't like sugar. If you want a little bit of honey, a touch of lemon, and drink it. You'll like it.
Okay.
It does
well,
not
you sound
healthy.
That,
I'm 62 years old and don't go to the doctor.
Well, there you go. All right. And so I'm glad the recipe, you know, we're starting to get a little clarity here. That's an interesting recipe. And how often do you do that?
Every day.
Every day. Wow.
Every day. Gives you all the vitamin C. You don't have to take vitamin C if you'll drink it a minimum of a cup a day.
Okay.
You don't have to take any vitamin C supplement.
Interesting. All right. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate your input today here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for calling. Stefan in Virginia, how are you doing, sir? Where is Stefan?
Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, sir. You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous myself. I was calling in. You had someone on the air a little while ago. I didn't catch his name, but he was touching on the criminalities of what's going on as far as the pandemic and the vaccines and all that stuff. And I wanted to comment on that and also on January 6th.
Sure. Well, okay. Let me break the action here. The commenter was Dr. Paul E. Alexander, Ph.D., and his website is drpaulalexander.com, and that's the best way to reach out to him, and I think he really touched a nerve with a lot of people. And, okay, so aside from the information, what say you to his commentary?
Well, absolutely. He definitely got my attention. And, you know, one of the things I'm really getting frustrated with, I listen to a lot of radio. I stay off mainstream and stuff for my local news for weather and see what's going on in my neighborhood and such as that. But anyways, you know, people need to start calling this out for what it is. It's a genocide. Plain and simple. It's a genocide. The government knows that the COVID-19, the Delta, the Moronicon variant, it's harmless. You know, I'm not saying COVID-19 is harmless. I know about a dozen people that have had it. They all recovered. They said they were miserable for a couple weeks. A couple of them still suffer from respiratory problems that lingered on for actually, I think, a couple months. It's definitely nothing to play with. The thing about it is, Fauci was the mastermind behind all that stuff. Him, Ralph Barrett, Collins, and I can't remember what her name is.
Yeah,
out there.
Don't forget Walensky. Yeah.
Yes. And you know, all those, you know, the usual suspects. This was designed. Okay. It was engineered. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
And then they try to lie about it, cover it up. You know, you lied to Congress. Why isn't this man even being prosecuted? You know, why isn't Collins, Barrett, or any of these other people being prosecuted? I mean, they went after Trump over nothing. And within just a couple of months, there was impeachment after impeachment. You know, why this guy, plain and simple, the evidence is there, he lied. You know, and I don't see anybody doing anything about it. Why? Because everyone in both houses, they're all corrupt. They're bought and paid for by the Chinese. Plain and simple, Mitch McConnell, I mean, he might as well put his allegiance with the Communist Party. We got all these dual citizen people in the Senate and Congress. You know, their allegiance isn't to the people. It's for their own agendas. And, you know, but people aren't calling this out. It's a genocide. People are dying in the hospitals. You don't hear about any people dying at home. They're always dying in the hospitals. You know, the hospitals are overwhelmed and people are dying in the hospitals. Well, I haven't heard anything about people dying in their homes. So something that we know, that it's plain and simple genocide. it's not really about the COVID-19, because they know that it's pretty much harmless to most people. You know, it's basically a flu on steroids. So why are they pushing the vaccine so hard? To enslave us. It's not about the vaccine. It's about all the technologies that didn't follow. First, they gave us a stupid piece of paper saying we're vaccinated. Then they're saying, hey, look, we have this really cool app you can put on your phone with all your vaccination records. Next thing you know, it'll be a bracelet like they're doing in Israel. And then after that, it's going to be an implant in your hand. They said that they already have a little thing about the size of a pill that they can put right under your skin. You can be scanned, and all of your information will come up. It's for enslavement. You know, the cryptocurrency, you're talking about that. Well, they can shut that stuff off if you're not, you know, playing by the rules. Hey, you can't get your money that day. If you put out too much carbon that day, whatever they say is not good, you know, that you're doing against their rules, well, they can, you know, they're going to hit you in your wallet. You know, I mean, it's slavery. I mean, everything about this is about power, money, and basically breaking this country and bringing us to our knees. And I've got something to say to Liz Cheney if she's listening. I spent 12 years of my life in the military, okay? So I sacrificed. I have two close friends of mine that I served with for over 6 years that were both killed in action. I was there when one of them was killed right behind me. I was there. When I think of her talking about an armed insurrection and how they were fearful for their lives and all of this and that, let me tell you something. If that was an insurrection, Congress would have hung. The Senate would have hung. We would have all new people in there if that was really an insurrection. There would be no insurrection committee, Liz Cheney. Because it wasn't an insurrection. You have patriots. Hey, why don't we all say her name? Ashley Babbitt. I haven't heard Trump say her name. You know, yeah. Trump? Yeah, he's part of all this. He's
well,
in it.
You know, it's being debated.
Jared
it's
Kushner's Stefan. Father. We're the 400 and some change pardons for the people that are being held in Washington, D.C. right now in solitary confinement. Trump.
Well, and there's more to it than this, because if you saw Tucker last on Monday night, he had J6 attorney Joseph McBride on, and McBride said, just call one of these people out. Someone who was tagged on the internet by sedition hunters as red-faced 45. This is someone who is dressed in Trump gear, in MAGA gear. He's covered in gear from head to toe. His face is painted MAGA red. Mm-hmm. He has a Trump hat on. Make America Great hat again, and he's clearly a law enforcement officer. He's interacting with uniformed personnel. He interacts with the agents in the crowd. He passes out weapons, sledgehammers, poles, mace, some of the things that come in contact with some of the other protesters who have subsequently been charged with possessing dangerous weapons and are using dangerous weapons at the Capitol. Clearly entrapment, according to McBride. That's clearly the government creating conditions of dangerousness and entrapping members of the crowd to possess weapons and possibly use them for reasons we cannot comprehend. That was an exact quote on Tucker Carlson Monday night about Joseph McBride. Now, it looks like, if that's the case, this entire thing is one big charade.
Well, it is. I mean, they have a committee about this, you know, protest that went way too far. And, of course, they had FBI assets all in the crowd. Of course they did. Trump said, come on, they had all kinds of time to prepare for that. I mean, he's the one that set it up. You know, instead of, you know, people would have followed that man to the gates of hell if he would have followed through, grabbed that Bible, said, follow me, and led the charge to the Capitol. You know, I mean, people would be like, oh, my God, we got George Washington all over again. Here's Thomas Jefferson. You know, we got one of the old boys back. But he didn't do any of that. He hid. He ran and hid and let everything play out, and he never said anything about it since. Ashley Babbitt. I'd like to hear him say that name at least one time. One time. The only person that was truly killed at the insurrection or at the protest. And I got one more thing to say. And I'm
okay.
done.
All
I want
right.
everyone out there listening. Patriots, keep your heads up, your chest puffed out, and your shoulders back. Don't back down. Stand tall. Stand for what you believe in, and keep your faith. I'm over and out. Thank you for letting
me
talk.
That's right. And keep your powder dry, too. All right. Another little quick. Yeah, thank you, Stefan. Appreciate it. Another little ditty that just came across. Amazon Cloud, I don't know if you knew about this, but it's cloud computing services which supply a range of top companies in the world went down yesterday about 10:15 Eastern. Amazon and other websites were affected. Crazy it is. We don't know what caused it. Don't know if it was hackers. We don't know what it was. Mercola has just put out another article, which we will have online for you to look at tomorrow. Miscarriages and other tragic side effects of the mRNA shot. If you know somebody that is contemplating taking the jab, show them the evidence. Don't be silent and idle and let them just go do it. Stand in their way and tell them, look, understand that if you make the government your god, you're going to be sorely disappointed. That's kind of my parting comment in all of this, because everything that we have seen that has come out of Big Pharma has been for the benefit of Big Pharma. And so, in the meantime, stay safe. God bless you, and God bless America. We will see you tomorrow in Dallas.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.